You are listening to the TTPA, Tetani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Looking at Perikei Mishnah Tetvav, Chapter 5, Paragraph 15, talking about four standing and sitting before the sages, four different types of learners when it comes to receiving information. Arba minos biyoshve lefnei hachamim, svog umashbich mishameres venafa, svog shehu sofeg es hakol, mashbich shemachnes bazu umotzi bazu, mishameres shemotzia es hayayin vokoletes es hashmarim, venafa shemotzia es hakemach vokoletes es hasoles. There are four levels of people who sit before sages to learn Torah: a sponge, a funnel, a strainer, and a sieve. A sponge is a student who soaks up everything, that is, he retains everything he hears his teacher say, and lacks the intelligence to distinguish between that which is valuable and that which is not. Unlike Mishnah 12, which spoke of the abilities to understand and remember, this Mishnah speaks of the ability to distinguish between information that is true and valuable and information that is false and trivial. Rav points out, when giving a lecture, a sage might suggest ideas that are not true for the sake of contrasting them with the truth. He might also include light material and stories to make his presentation more enjoyable. A good student knows the difference between the important parts of the lecture, which should be remembered, and the unimportant parts which can be forgotten, as the Meiri points out. A funnel, though, is one who takes in everything at one end and then lets it all out through the other end. That is, he takes in everything he hears and then forgets it all. A funnel is a tube that has a wide opening on top and a narrow one on the bottom, and is used to direct liquid into a container that has a small opening. The liquid is poured through the top of the funnel and all flows through the bottom into the container. The student, this funnel, is also unable to distinguish between the useful and the useless. However, unlike the sponge who keeps everything, the funnel lets it all pass through. A strainer is one who lets go of the wine but keeps the dregs. That is, he retains that which is worthless and rejects that which is valuable. Dregs are the small inedible pieces that settle on the bottom of a container of wine. If someone wants to remove the dregs, he pours the contents of the container through a strainer, a receptacle in which there are many small holes. The wine goes through the holes while the dregs remain in the strainer, as Rashi points out. He is interested only in the light material and not in serious knowledge. A sieve is one who lets go of the flour dust and keeps the flour. After wheat has been ground up and sifted to remove the coarse parts, the bran, a mixture of fine flour and flour dust remains. To remove the unwanted dust, the mixture is put in a sieve which has tiny holes. The minute particles of dust fall through the holes while the flour collects in the sieve. This person, the sieve, one who lets go of the flour dust, keeps the flour, that is, he retains what is valuable and rejects the worthless. A student whose mind operates like a sieve sharpens his knowledge by focusing only on that which is true and important and discarding that which is false or trivial, as Rav points out. So obviously the best thing to be is to be like that sieve, letting go of the flour dust but keeping the flour, trying to filter out that which is extraneous, that which is not useful to you, that which is not helpful to you, but keeping that fine aspects, keeping those true and tried aspects of learning, aspects of Torah that really could apply to you and apply to your life, letting go of what doesn't make sense and what is not make sense to you or your life, but keeping that which is valuable and helpful and rejecting that which is worthless. So try to be like the sieve in your life and in your learning, and when you try to take in and retain information for your days in many different ways. Join us next time as we talk about love, unconditional love that is not dependent on any one thing or matter, which we should try to have in our life here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.